no longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station. Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome back to another Thursday night edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. In studio with me tonight is just a bunch of my friends that we just decided to come and hang out, and we're just going to talk about anything and everything. So
about as last minute as he can get, isn't it? Like, you gave him, what, like an hour notice to get here?
Yes, and look, but they all made it just in the nick of time. So, but look, Jay was almost late, so...
Got here with 2 minutes to spare. Give me a break.
In studio with Big D, Mad Dog Mike Hayes, owner of Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue in Berlin, inside the Berlin Quick Stop. And the creative team from Creative Design in Johnson's Crossing, the boss, Tina Walters. And the man of the hour, every hour, Jesse Irwin. And Danielle's over there with the camera. Put us on Facebook. So, hey, look, before we start, we're going to say a quick prayer as we always do on the Big D Radio Show. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in prayer and we just give you the praise that you deserve. Father, I thank you for all of my guests here. I pray that you be with them in their personal lives, God, and you lead them and guide them in the direction in which you want them to go. Father, we just give you all the praise and honor that you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, look, thanks for coming in on the Big D Radio Show. How's everybody doing? Good. Look, everybody says good, they shut up. What's up with that? We're good, Big D. Do we have to say anything else? So look, Mad Dog, what's going on at the barbecue shack over there?
Well, we're working on Christmas cookies, mainly Christmas cookies. They're a big hit. People are starting to pile up orders. I think we've got like 30, 40 dozen right now so far, and hopefully more will come in.
So, do you are you taking orders for hams, turkeys already for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole stack of hams. Everybody wanted a turkey for Thanksgiving. Now they're wanting hams for Christmas. That seems to be the popular item.
Me, personally, I would rather have ham every time.
Oh, yeah. I would, too. I just don't like the bird.
I don't either. I've never been a big turkey fan, but I do like a turkey sandwich, though. So, I don't know.
You know, one of them thin sliced ones.
Exactly.
They're not as dry.
Hey, is there anything worse than a dry bird?
No, there's not.
So in that case, I usually break out a whole jar of mayonnaise and I'll stick it on my sandwich, and there you go.
Yeah. Some homemade mayonnaise with a little extra vinegar, that usually works out.
Yes. All right, I'm getting hungry. So, look, if y'all have never been to Mad Dog Mike's, you have to run by there. And, of course, we're always going to tell you the first thing you try is the baked beans. That's the first thing you try. As soon as you walk in the door, you tell Mike, I want the baked beans.
I'll just get a barbecue plate. And then.
You'll get all of it. But the baked beans rocks. I mean, that and a piece of loaf bread, that's enough for me. But the barbecue, incredible. And I think you told us before, Mike, that the only thing that you use is hickory wood.
Right. There is no gas or electricity. It's all hickory wood. That reminds me, I need to go pay my hickory supplier so I can get some more.
You know, and when I look on, of course, I watch Food Network all the time, you know, and all these guys that does barbecue, it's amazing the so many different varieties that they use, you know. And you really don't see a lot of them on TV that actually use hickory wood.
Well, they use hickory wood, but they use gas and electricity, you know, gas rotisserie. And they use the gas for the alternative to keep a steady heat so that they don't have to stand there and watch it all the time. Me, I just keep it low and slow, and that's all you need to do. You know, a lot of people cook barbecue at 350 degrees in a cooker, and, you know, I just don't see no point in that. The old-fashioned way is the best way, proven time and time again.
So what temperature do you usually go, 200, 220?
About 190.
190.
Sometimes it'll spike to 200, but
usually on a Boston butt, what are you going, like 8 hours, 10 hours?
Well, I fill that smoker up, and usually goes about 16 hours, maybe.
Wow.
Something like that.
You know, I just don't see Tina Walters cooking something for 16 hours. I bet she does, and then she takes all of it to creative design and feeds everybody. And
Jesse owns breakfast usually.
If I'm cooking for 16 hours, it means I fell asleep.
So it's all burnt.
Jesse put biscuits in the oven and forgot about it. 16 hours later, they come out.
Yeah.
Look, I've done that probably before.
They weren't biscuits anymore.
Yeah, they're like little burnt rocks.
Well, you could pour some lighter fluid on it and fire your grill up for lunch.
Exactly. You use it for charcoal.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. So guys, what's going on at Creative Design? Are you busy during this holiday season?
Holiday season's usually our slowest time of year.
Is it really?
We're actually, it's better this year than it has been in a long time. We're getting back up there. But, I mean, it's been pretty slow lately.
So we see that you have created the shirts for the Sheriff's Rodeo right here in Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going to be Friday and Saturday from... Look, I forgot what the hours were. We had Matt Gentry on Tuesday night on Understanding the Law, and he gave us all the hours. And I know today, Thursday, it was from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then... Geez, I'm wanting to think that it starts at 2:30 or 3 on Friday, Saturday. But, you know, we have our Googlers in here, so they're going to Google it and find out so I don't give you the wrong time. But, you know, it's just a neat thing that the Sheriff's Office, that they do, and they basically, you know, that they bring the community together. And that's what Matt Gentry was telling us on Tuesday, that they just want to interact with everybody here in Coleman, and also provide some really great entertainment by these cowboys, and that the guys riding the bulls, which Mike Hayes may do one day. And hey, look, if we get Jesse Irwin up there on Saturday, I will find him a bull to ride.
That'd be great.
It would be great. I mean,
the one that you have to lead out with a rope. Yeah.
I'm actually not against this idea.
Look, I can hook you up. Trust me.
I'll try anything once.
Oh, it's fun. I've actually rode a bull like 5 or 6 times. Staying on them for 8 seconds.
That's impossible. Look, could you imagine just trying to jump off that thing if you actually held on for 8 seconds?
I never did learn how to do that. I mean,
Gosh. That thing would probably drag me all over the arena.
That would be the hard part, getting enough guts to let go.
Exactly. Because you never know what that bull is going to do and how he's going to turn or twist.
Well, you see, when you go out of the gate, the reason why I stayed on it for 8 seconds is because I had the death grip on that sorry thing. I mean, there's no way I was going to let go. And then when I finally got enough nerve to let go, I wound up upside down on my head most of the time.
See, I used to ride horses all the time as a kid. That's the only time in my life I've ever been knocked out cold was getting thrown off a horse.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So did you land on your head or what?
Yep.
Kind of phobia for horses now?
No, I still love horses. The last thing I remember was I was riding with my dad and a few uncles, and my dad screamed my name. It's the last thing I remember, and when I woke up, I was leaned up next to a tree with them throwing water on me.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. I will ride a stick horse in a second, buddy, and I will not let go. But other than that, no, I'm out.
Yeah, you have been spotted at Walmart on the horses.
Well, don't tell everybody. Good Lord, Mike Hayes. So, I mean, have y'all ever rode the little horses on the little carousel and you popped your quarter in it? Have y'all ever done that?
More times than I've
probably
been.
Oh, man. Is that not the best thing in the world? I always love getting on the carousel. So, look, am I the only one talking tonight or what?
Big D, it says December the 8th and the 9th from 5:30. Starts at 5:30.
Starts at 5:30, the rodeo. Tomorrow, Friday, starts at 5:30.
And it will end December the 9th at 10 p.m.
10 p.m. All right. So there is your hours. You can buy the tickets there. I think the adults is $10 and the kids is $8, I think. This is what Matt told me.
I got some guy wanting to see y'all's boots, Tina.
So,
me and you, the only place got boots.
Here we go. We're doing fashion boots on Facebook.
Well,
so,
Sarah boots. So, we'll show
them.
You guys got boots on? Jesse got boots on?
I always wear boots. Mine are nasty. Boots,
so I've got steel toed shoes on, but.
Mike got wear boots.
Wow, that's live radio for you.
I'm barefooted, so.
I got a new print in the car I could give you.
A what?
Just bog hair.
So, Tina, do you shop a lot? Are you a shopaholic?
I actually hate shopping.
Really?
I do.
You're a woman that hates shopping. What's up with that?
I'd rather be home watching football.
All right, so here we go. Our next subject. You better just go ahead and slide that mic over to you just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, look. So here's props to one of your favorite coaches, and I've talked about him in the past. One of the men that I admire the most because he is such a great man is Dan Mullen. And, you know, for him to come into Mississippi State and bring that program together like he did, honestly, he's just a class act. And I've told other people in the past that I know in a few short years, that Nick Saban will be leaving Alabama. I mean, we all know that. So if I had a choice, it would be Dan Mullen in a second. You know what? And I think Dan would enjoy coming to Alabama. I really do.
I think so, too.
But, you know, I believe that he really loved being where he was at. But money talks, mm-hmm. and evidently Florida talks a little bit of money. So,
yep.
you know, they probably give him an extra $1 or $2 million per year. And of course, I mean, he's out there to make a dollar, just like anybody is. So he took the opportunity, hoping that he could bring the Florida Gators back together. And we'll see what he does.
I have no doubt he'll do it.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt that he'll do a great job at Florida. Unfortunately, they just have not had any good coaches, just like Tennessee has zero luck, you know, right. with coaches. But I really did hate to see Dan Mullen leave.
I did, too. I'm feeling better about it now. Because we've got a good coach coming. But Dan, you cannot beat him. It was hard because, you know, my daughter cheered there for 4 years, and so I got to be around the athletics a lot. They are there on Thanksgiving. You know, they have a game on Thanksgiving usually, so they don't get to go home. So Dan and his wife would host Thanksgiving dinner for all the football players, like every one of them. Cook to feed them. They would have to spend the night parties at Dan's house. I mean, just all about the kids, all about them.
But, you know, he always had such a good demeanor. And any time that you ever seen him interviewed on TV, he was the same way every single time.
Yeah, I often got a little ill because I thought he should be iller than what he was on the sideline sometimes. But, yeah, he's a good guy. I hated to see him go.
Oh, me too. But, look, I have seen Dan on the sideline before, and I have seen him just go outrageous on some people. And, you know, and it kind of fires me up when I see him because he's such a cool, calm guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when he just gets on his wild horse and screaming, I just love that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a crazy amount of time right now with all the coaches getting fired.
I would hate to have that job and know I've taught these kids, and if they don't go out there and do what I've taught them and they lose, I could be fired. I would hate that job.
Exactly.
That is a lot of pressure.
But
they make big bucks, but it's a lot of pressure.
And that's the thing. So if you get a 3-year, 4-year contract, most of the time, and you have some sense about yourself, you mm-hmm. can walk away from that, and you right. can live good. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's just the way it is. Because college football is not about athletics and sports. It's not. And I'll always say that. It's about the money. It's about the almighty dollar.
Money.
So, you know, when you go to the University of Alabama football game and you're paying $10 for a hot dog and $10 for a drink and the ticket prices.
Yeah. Yeah.
15 for
and,
gosh,
I mean, can you imagine? You're playing an SEC opponent. The tickets are $75 a piece and you've got 103,000 of them to sell.
Right.
They're making tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting paid by CBS and it's all money. That's all it is.
It is.
And, of course, I've always hated that, you know, you're getting these kids in here to make you millions of dollars, and of course it's illegal to pay them,
mm-hmm.
but yet they don't mind doing it.
Right.
So I kind of hate that.
I'm glad I don't have a son because I don't think I could live through it.
And of course, you know, these poor kids, all they're doing is hoping that they can have an opportunity to go to the NFL to make money. And if they don't, guess what? They're back in Coleman working at a bank or something for
half of them all broke up. No telling what they've done to their
exactly.
body.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Bodies are bruised and broken. And jeez.
I think the worst part of it is watching these all-star players get out there senior year, big game, and end up getting hurt, and their whole career just blown from one injury.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. One injury.
And look at a pro throw. You know, he was amazing.
Yeah, he was.
And that,
That
broke
one
his
play.
Leg
that was it.
He was done.
And as a matter of fact, I think he does work at a bank in Tuscaloosa.
He does.
So there you go. I mean, how horrible is that?
Yep.
One of my cousins played for Bear Bryant 1976 through 1979. His name's Steve Whitman, number 45. He's a fullback. And, of course, he made touchdowns in the Sugar Bowl in 78, 1979. And so he was lucky enough to go to the San Diego Chargers. Well, guess what? He's out there in the ocean, and he has a little mishap, and he messes up his knee and stuff. Well, they decided to cut him, and the Washington Redskins picked him up for, like, one season. And after that, back in Birmingham. So that was it. So, you know, he made a little bit of money, and then that was that. So
yeah, they worked their crazy. Whole lives to get there, too.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Jeez. All right. It takes that one play to mess everything up.
I hate it for people.
Can we show that t-shirt again?
Yeah, can we? We're going to show the shirt.
Thank you.
Look, that's Facebook folks. So, look, if y'all have never been to Creative Design, you need to get down there. I mean, they do some amazing work. Jesse Irwin can just hook you up with some crazy designs that just you'll absolutely fall in love with. And recently, Creative Design actually done the Mazda Miata that I bought for absolutely no reason.
For Danielle the job.
Well, look, okay, so one of my friends had this Mazda Miata, okay, and a great woman. She had it for sale last year, I guess. And I talked to her, and I backed out, and then I went to a Coleman football game this year, the very first one, and she was in Hansville and was Facebooking each other, and she's like, yeah, I'm willing to make a deal, and I'm like, so am I. So the next day, we made a good deal, and I bought the car just for no reason. So Creative Design wrapped it and done an absolutely incredible job. So let me tell you something. If you're cruising through Coleman and you see the Mazda Miata that says Cosmic Sound, you will not miss that car. You're not going to miss it. I mean, every time that I drive it, I've drove it like three times, by the way, and that's it. I mean, as soon as you get out of the car, people get out of their cars and come look at it. It's no lie. I mean, I park, here they come, you know, and they all check it out. People talk about it. You know, I was getting gas one night in Walmart, I think, and I pulled up to buy some other things, and this girl comes walking by and says, hey, can I get a picture of the car? I'm like, sure, go ahead. So, I mean, it's just, it catches so much attention. It's just, and, but that's the hope, but that's what I wanted. You know, I wanted rolling advertisement for Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment. And this is something that every small business owner needs to do, because you need rolling advertisement. Because, I mean, trust me, go get that billboard on I-65 and pay $1,000 a month and pay $1,000 for the design of that banner for them to put it on there. That's a lot of money. And for the inexpensive price that you're going to pay for a vehicle wrap, and it's there every single day, everywhere you go. I mean, you can't go wrong, and advertising is the number one thing of being a business owner. I don't care what you say. We have a lot of people over the last 3 years that has advertised with what's happening to Coleman. And some of them will actually leave the page, and the number one reason that they always tell me, can't afford it. I'm like, how can you not afford it? You know, if you're sitting in your shop, Mad Dog Mike, and you absolutely do no advertising, there odds are nobody's going to know about you. You have to advertise all the time. And, I mean, that's just the name of the game. So you got to spend money to make money, and advertising is the way to do it.
Actually, the first time I tried Mad Mike's was with you guys at Battle of the Bands. Mm-hmm. I had the barbecue nachos, and those were the best barbecue nachos I've ever had.
So good.
No, those were awesome.
Incredible.
Daryl and I ate barbecue till we thought we were going to just croak.
Oh, that was so good.
It was.
Look, I have went by Mad Dog Mike's and got the whole Boston butt, okay, and just carried it home. And I would sit there and eat off of it for like 3 or 4 days.
You know what he does? He brings rack of ribs. He'll stop in there and get us a rack of ribs.
I love Mike's ribs, by the way. Look, Mike used to do videos, okay, of him doing the ribs on the smoker, and he would, you know, he'd do the old classic pull the bone out, and it's so clean, and oh man, I just get so hungry every time he does a video.
I need to do more of them then, right?
Yes,
this
you do.
Teaching videos.
You need to do tutorials.
You need to teach me
tutorials.
Tutorials.
Oh, I've actually thought about that.
You should.
If I could find a local TV station or something like that, you know, maybe TV. What channel is that over there on 278?
Big D TV.
Get a TV station going, and I'll do a redneck cooking show.
That would be awesome. That would be crazy.
I could teach all of these single guys, and there's more and more single guys because the divorce rate keeps going up.
Exactly.
And you know they're there with their kids, and they don't know how to cook, so they go to McDonald's and they feed their kid crap.
Yeah.
You know, and unhealthy and everything else. And single guys that need to learn how to cook also, you know. Even if they don't have kids, they need to eat healthy. So if they learn how to cook, they might get more dates that way.
That's true.
So this is what we should do. We should rent a room in the Coleman Civic Center, or if they have a kitchen, and do a weekly cooking class.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Mad Dog Mike and Big D.
We could do that.
Look.
And Danielle gets to wash dishes.
Is there anything wrong with you washing dishes? Hey, I wash dishes all the time. So look, hey, check it out, Coleman. In 2018, we may have cooking classes at the Coleman Civic Center with Mad Dog Mike Hayes, and he'll show you how to cook. We might bring a grill in here at Live 95.5 and let Jay smell it. Going to break real quick as you listen to the Rolling Stones Shattered. This is Big D. We'll be back in just a moment.
A chill is in the air. The leaves are falling. And that means the holidays are right around the corner. The holiday season is the best time to help out Coleman Charities while also getting that much-needed end-of-the-year tax break and maybe helping out your business as well. Consider sponsoring an hour of Christmas music with Live 95. Details are available on the Live 95 Facebook page, online at live95coleman.com, or email us at studio@live95coleman.com. Thanks for listening to Live 95, and we hope you have the best holidays ever. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We are hanging out on a Thursday night with an awesome crew from Creative Design and Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue. And we are just absolutely talking about nothing. Anything and everything.
I mean, I was ready to jump into your conversation there about Nick Saban. Is running car dealerships the same as running the Crimson Tide?
Well, it could be. It could be, as long as you're making money.
It's a team effort, right?
I mean, that's it. As long as you're making that dollar. All right, so look, guys. One of you three bring up the next subject we're going to talk about. What is it? We're on radio, and y'all don't know what to talk about? Mad Dog?
The only thing I'm thinking about is going back and loading a smoker tonight and getting some sleep.
All I'm thinking about is food now.
I'm thinking about football.
Yeah, football and food and barbecue. That's what we're talking about. All right, so to get more interactive, we're going to talk about Jesse's last trip down to the beach. And so I'm on Facebook, and he's got these babes, like, hanging off of his motorcycle. And I'm thinking, hey, maybe Big Need needs a Harley or something. I don't know. Like, and they were scantily dressed, I would say, in their little bikinis. Yeah, that's about all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
So go ahead and get the mic close to you so everybody can hear you, Jesse. Let's talk about your adventure down there.
Where do I start?
Get close to the mic so we can see. Right. So were there any concerts that you went to while you were down there?
A bunch of them.
All right. Tell us where you went.
The one of the coolest ones, I want to say, was at Hammerhead Fred's. It was a Kid Rock tribute band. And the guy singing looked, sounded
really
just like watching Kid Rock in concert. It was pretty cool. I went live on Facebook. And I actually had somebody comment and say, is Kid Rock really down there?
Right.
Which, I mean, of course he wasn't, but there was, it was called Thunder Beach, and they have it twice a year, in the spring and then in the fall. Well, in spring this year, when they had it, they actually had Keanu Reeves down there. He has his own thing, building custom bikes, and he was down there putting on a little show. It was pretty cool.
So, any of the other concerts you went to?
Let's see. There were a few, but none that really stood out besides the Kid Rock.
Okay.
One of the coolest things down there was they had a little freestyle motocross thing set up where they had two guys. I can't remember their names, but one of them was like a world record competitor. And they were had like a 70-foot jump, and I was like right there in the front of it watching these guys. And it was like
as they took off or something?
Mm-hmm. Like launching up off
cool
the ramp.
How would that be?
Oh, it was fun. That was my dream as a kid. I wanted to be a motocross racer.
There you go.
But ended up going with street instead of dirt.
Obviously, he got no work done because he was on vacation. I got no work done because I was waiting on the next Snapchat so I could watch these guys flying on box.
And he actually met a young lady from Coleman that was down there doing the same event.
No way.
Yep.
Sabrina Weatherly.
Yeah, she rode back world with me.
She works what for Tony's School of Music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I met her. What a sweet lady she is. So, yeah, I'm at Chevron or something, and this chick pulls up on a motorcycle. I'm like, well, okay, you don't see that very often in Coleman. And, of course, Danielle knew her and introduced me to her, and very sweet lady.
Nice girl.
She actually wasn't the only one from Coleman I met down there.
Oh, really?
At one of the concerts, I was standing back in the back. They had these little fire pits going, and there were these people back there talking. I heard someone say something about Hansville. So I walk up and start listening to their conversation, and she says it again. I was like, are you talking about up in Coleman? She said, yeah, we're from there. And she's actually best friends with a girl that I used to work with.
Wow.
Like, they know each other really well. So I called her up and I was like, you'll never guess who I ran into. I handed the girl the phone. It's just weird to me to meet somebody that knows somebody you know that far away from
exactly
home. It was a blast, though.
Small world, back. Small world. You know, that's why you always got to be careful anytime you do anything out of town that you shouldn't be doing. There's always somebody from Coleman that's going to be there.
Yeah. Next door neighbor with a video camera.
So what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas. It'll come back to Coleman.
Oh, Lord. So, look, have any of y'all ever been to Vegas before? Mm-hmm. Oh, let me tell you something. It's a happening little place. I've been there a few times, and I absolutely loved every time I went.
My next vacation, I'm actually planning on riding out to the Grand Canyon and going out towards that part of the country. I don't know where all I'm going to go.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is absolutely stunning. So the pilot comes on and says, if you'll look to your right now, you're going over the Grand Canyon. So, of course, I break out my camera and get. And let me tell you something. The Grand Canyon is absolutely beautiful. It really is.
Oh, I'm taking the road out there.
Beautiful. So, of course, you know, you can pay $75 or something and jump in a helicopter. in Vegas, and they'll carry you over the Grand Canyon, and it's cool. Or you can, you know, be rustic and get on the mule and actually ride all the way down into the Grand Canyon.
That sounds exciting right there.
That's not me.
I'll take the helicopter.
Yes, I'm not riding the mule all the way down to the bottom.
Hey, the mule's not going to fall down and kill you, though.
Well, that's true.
Well, we don't know.
Maybe not, anyway.
The mule is on the ground, by the way, unlike the helicopters. And, you know, there have been several helicopters to crash over there in the Grand Canyon, so that would always be my biggest fear. Crashing in the Grand Canyon.
I've never flown, never been in a plane, helicopter, any of that.
So 1994 was the first time that I had ever flown in my entire life. And, of course, I was leaving Birmingham, and we went to Shreveport, then we went to Dallas, and we went to Vegas. Let me tell you something. I thought I was going to poop in my pants as soon as we took off from Birmingham because I'd never been in a plane. You know, and we climbed quickly, and when I looked out that window, I almost threw up. As a matter of fact, I grabbed the barf bag in front of me just in case I was going to throw up. But
I can see that.
I survived. So
you know it's bad when you fly and you have to walk outside the airport onto the runway to load the plane because it's that big.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not even 20 people on it.
And you know, and some of the planes now that you go just from, we'll say, a quick hop, you know, from Atlanta to Birmingham, some of these planes only holds like maybe 50 people or something. I mean, they're small. And when you hit that turbulence, oh, my God, it's awful because, I was actually on a plane from Atlanta to Birmingham one time, small plane. The turbulence was so bad, they canceled all flights from Atlanta to Birmingham. We were the last plane that left. And the people inside that plane were screaming their guts out. I kid you not. Because the plane was literally dropping, probably 50 foot or more, drop. Of course, I'm acting cool, you know, like it ain't bothering me. And I was about to cry like a 12-year-old girl, but I wasn't going to show it, though.
Just cling to your chair. No, I'm good.
I'm good.
What are you yelling for?
I'm not scared. Oh, my God. I was so scared.
Daryl could never drink on a flight. It would never happen.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did.
Did you do it?
Oh, okay. Listen to this. So my first flight, going to Vegas, and we're at Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're fixing to take off. And he just shut the plane down quick. And we backed up, and he says, something is wrong with the wheels. We already know that when we get in the air, the wheels is not going to go back up inside the plane. So we sat there for 3 hours inside that plane. So finally, and this is the first time we ever flew. So finally, we take off, and they said, hey, look, sorry about all this. Free drinks from Dallas to Las Vegas. And I'm like, I'm first and second and third and fourth. I was scared to death. So, yes, I drank. Partaken of the alcoholic beverages.
And didn't throw up.
And did not throw up, by the way. So, look, if you've never been to Vegas, y'all got to go at least one time. At least once.
You and you're going.
Yeah, y'all go. And I'll tell you what's crazy about Vegas. The gambling town. No, it's not. Because there's so many casinos there. You can go into any casino, and there's not many people gambling. Because there's so many of them. So the most popular place to gamble is Caesar's Palace. And when you know, I went in there and hung out for a while, and on the poker and the blackjack tables, starting off per hand is like $10,000 per hand, okay? And then the other tables were $50,000 per hand, $100,000 per hand. And it was basically, I mean, I'll just call it like it is, it was all Asians that were over there playing blackjack. So can you imagine $100,000 a hand?
No.
I can't know, but look, and the tables were full. That's what's so funny about it. But if you ever go, Caesar's Palace is the place to go. I mean, it's a happening little place.
See, I learned the hard way that I'm not a gambler.
I am.
My first time ever walking into anything like that was a bingo hall back when they still had it down in Jasper. I walked in with about $150 in my pocket. Won up to $300, walked out owing my sister
$20. Oh. That would be me.
And it goes that quick, too. I mean, if you ever get on a roll and you've got some money, it's best to walk away. But most people can't do that, though.
And especially if you're drinking.
Yeah. I'll cash out, go on. That's me.
That's me. I'll win $20. I'm out every time.
If they're bringing you free alcohol, you're not going to want to get up and walk off.
That's it.
I will, because I'm interested in what's next. You know what I mean? I get bored.
Mm. But like I was playing, I don't know, I was playing something one time, and I'll tell you how tight security is and how they watch you. You know, there's cameras everywhere. So I'm sitting there playing, and there was probably, I don't know, 10 of us at this table. And it was this wheel that they spun that had dollar amounts on it, and you'd place your bet. We're like, these five guys come out of nowhere, okay, and snatch the guy standing beside me. Literally snatched him, lift him off his feet, and was gone with him like that. And that guy would never came back.
Wow.
So I don't know what he was doing illegally, you know, on the gambling table. He was doing something, and they grabbed him quick, and he was gone. So let me tell you something. They watch you like crazy. And, of course, you know, if you ever get caught doing something bad, they immediately do a fax to every other casino in Vegas and show your picture right then within seconds. And you'll not go in any other casino. They'll do that face imaging, and that's it.
So I probably need to stay out of the casinos in Vegas.
Yes, Mike.
I think they mean business.
Yeah. Just make a funny face when they take the picture so no one will recognize
yeah.
you.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I'm from Hansville, by the way.
I would never say that.
Well, so,
outside of gambling, I would imagine that some of the shows you see out in Vegas are pretty good.
They are, and they're very expensive.
Really?
I mean, I went to some of the smaller ones, and it was like $75 a ticket. Some of the other ones were $150, $250 a ticket. So
if you're paying that around here, you're going to something awesome.
Yeah. And
lots of booze.
And, you know, and yeah. when I first went in 94, I mean, I was paying $8 for buffets to eat great food. Now you go to Vegas, oh, yeah, you're paying $75, $100 for a buffet. It's incredibly high.
I mean, it's not like Mississippi where they
can. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I thought it's the food was free.
I never paid for anything over there. In fact, I always come
Holy
back to
smoke, it's crazy. We're going to take a quick break and come back and do our last segment. You're listening to Big D with Mad Dog Mike, the creative design crew, Jesse and Tina.
You know, I can remember when this song was politically correct. I guess it's not politically correct anymore.
I've always loved this song. We'll be back in just a moment.
I swear it was in self-defense. I shot the sheriff. And they say it is a capital offense.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissors Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissors Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
A chill is in the air. The leaves are falling. And that means the holidays are right around the corner. The holiday season is the best time to help out Coleman Charities while also getting that much-needed end-of-the-year tax break and maybe helping out your business as well. Consider sponsoring an hour of Christmas music with Live 95. Details are available on the Live 95 Facebook page, online at live95coleman.com, or email us at studio@live95coleman.com. Thanks for listening to Live 95, and we hope you have the best holidays ever.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for.
fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Coleman's Independent Radio is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us on Tuesday night as we present Understanding the Law for 1 hour starting at 6 p.m. Our very own Big D, who also runs the What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, hosts various Coleman attorneys for a discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office. They also take a deep dive into how the system works right here in Coleman County. No law show would be complete without calls from the audience, so go ahead and program the station phone number into your phone now, 256-737-9505. That's 256-737-9505. Then prepare to join us each Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. for Understanding the Law. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio, all about Coleman for Coleman.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Honky Tonk Woman, my absolute favorite song of all time, by the way. In just case you didn't know. Love that song. For a ride.
I like your boots, by the way.
We love your boots, Danielle.
Velcros.
Yeah, we have boots. They're all good. Gerald
bought them for me.
Yeah, now we're going to have a shopping show.
I have a pair of Minnetonkas too.
Minnetonkas.
Mm-hmm.
Say that 10 times fast.
Minnetonka. Does she get a pair of boots? Another pair of boots?
Well, yes, no, she got two pair already.
And Christmas is yet to go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Look, and that was Christmas, so that means you're not going to open anything. But
yeah,
right.
So you're going to make you take them off and wrap them before Christmas?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that idea, exactly. By the way. I like
my
that
kids
idea.
Start that in September. It can be for Christmas. It can be for Christmas.
I didn't ask for them.
Oh my God, Pinocchio. Really? Y'all move over. Her nose is about to grow.
She says, let's go look at boots. I said, okay. But I had my eye on these for like 3 months.
And talked about it every day.
Mm-mm, I love them.
Look, there's these boots at Belk.
Well, they do look nice.
They do.
They're
really
sexy
nice
boots.
On you. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Do hints really count as asking for them?
Yeah, pretty well.
I would sure like to have those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's some Minnetonkas there, and I'm like, what in the crap is a Minnetonka?
Sounds like a food to me.
Yeah. Oh, they're amazing.
Sounds like awesome. Some kind of exotic fruit or something that you put chocolate on or something.
They were expensive, that's for sure.
A Minnetonka with whipped cream.
We're back on the food show.
We're on the Food Network. Big Beast Food
Look,
Network.
From the headwaters of the Nile, a Minnetonka with whipped cream.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Look, and as a matter of fact, I do watch Food Network religiously 7 days a week. I can't help it.
We just added a new item to Mike's menu.
Minnetonka with whipped cream.
Yeah.
Look, see if I can find it. I swear, put that on Facebook tomorrow and see if anybody asks about it.
I probably
Mike, is that for lunch or what?
Yeah. Text me the spelling of that.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to pop up on spell check.
How do you spell Minnetonka? Look, that would be a great word for a spelling bee in like the second grade. Little Johnny spell Minnetonka.
Well, they're like Uggs, you know.
And then he's going to cry and run off the stage.
When I was in about, I think I was like in sixth grade, I was in the spelling bee and got up into the top four people.
Really?
I got up there. I actually spelled onomatopoeia right.
What?
Onomatopoeia. I've heard that.
But
I've never even heard that word.
Well, the only reason I spelled it right is because I heard it on Hey Arnold. But
what is it? What does it mean?
I don't know.
They should have given you a definition during the spelling test.
I didn't ask for it.
Oh, you didn't need it.
But I got out with the word tutu.
You got blasted on Tutu?
It was so late in the spelling bee. I thought it was one of those trick words that sounded so easy.
Oh, my God. So, look, have you ever watched spelling bees on TV? You know, they do the national ones. And these little smart kids, they're like, can you give me the French meaning of that? I'm like, what in the world does that mean?
And why do you need that?
And that's the origin of that word. And I'm like, these kids are too smart for their own good.
Can you tell me what page of the dictionary is on?
I'll remember it then. Will you say that word one more time?
Onomatopoeia.
We need to Google what that is.
We're going to have onomatopoeia and chili at my dog mine tomorrow.
Sounds like I done on the third tree behind the shed at a party one night.
So Daryl and I take this nut test last night.
Literally nut test. And there was a few nuts that I had no idea what it was, but I guessed it right anyway.
Yeah, we got every single one of them right.
Oh. We knew every single nut there was. And I think they called me a professional nutcracker, by the way. That's one of them Facebook things. Look, don't you hate when people do all them crazy things on Facebook and it tells, I don't know, tell something about them or whatever?
Oh, the worst thing is pass this on. You're going to have bad luck. 10 people right now. You got 1 minute.
Yeah. Chain letters. I hate chain letters.
I delete people that send them to me.
You have any friends left?
Not many.
So I was telling Daryl, you always say when you're nearby to me, you know?
Yeah.
So I got 4 today. I'm like, I don't say where I'm at to anyone except for Michael. Michael sent me a nearby and I wave at him. Yeah. Other than that,
actually, I think both of you popped up on mine today.
Oh, I was all over Coleman County today.
I was sitting at Sonic and I think both of you popped up on mine around lunch.
Told you I was from east to west.
Busy people.
Right. Yeah, busy people. That's what y'all are. That's the way we roll, though.
You drive down to town, your phone just starts going ping, 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 ping with all the nearby people.
Evidently, I don't have that feature on my phone. I don't even know what you're talking about. So people are by you, it pings you.
Yeah.
When you check
I didn't know that.
Or wherever your location is.
Facebook notifications, man.
I don't know it.
It'll send you a waiver.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And Mike waves at me like every day.
I mean, you can turn it off.
I call that getting a little too close to Big Brother. I mean, I've got it, but I'm like, I don't want to know that.
That's you don't want to know when your ex is actually driving down the road?
I'll be right beside you, Jay.
I have no exes on Facebook, thanks.
You have no exes on Facebook? All your exes in Texas?
All of her exes are not able to get on Facebook.
I don't even know where I'm at, and my phone can keep up with where I'm at.
Yeah.
If your GPS is off, you can still centrally be located.
That's crazy.
There's ways you can log in and see like all of the history of where you've been if you have that feature turned on.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
What's weird about Facebook? Have you guys seen that going around lately where it's like Facebook listens to your conversations?
No.
That happened to him. Yes, it did.
How does that work? Happened again yesterday. Mike come in, you know that pizza I bought for all of us. Mm-hmm. He come in my office and was asking me what kind of pizza it was. I told him it was the Pizza Hut Cheesy Bite, whatever. So I was explaining it to him, and then went home, got on Facebook, and there was an ad for it.
Yeah.
I'm getting on Facebook. This is too crazy.
There was a couple that did an experiment with it where you were the one that showed me the video. I think they either only had dogs or only had cats.
They were going to talk about cat food. Cat food was the word.
They only had dogs, so they never talked about cat food. So they spent an entire day talking about cat food as much as they could around their phone.
Every so often, they just throw out cat food. We need some cat food. We're out of cat food.
Mm-hmm. And then they went on Facebook and looked, and there was an ad for cat food.
That's insane. It is. The freaking government is just way too...
Is that the reason why I get barbecue ads all over Facebook from other places? Could that be it?
Probably, Mike.
Maybe I ought to look into
that's
this.
That's kind of scary.
You know, I do get ads for a lot of screen printing equipment.
I do, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But my vendors pop up on my phone, I've never ordered from my phone, ever.
Wow.
I only use my work
That's
computer.
Crazy.
Well, if Facebook wants to waste their time looking into my pathetic little life, I say more power to them because, you know, I mean,
Good Lord. I mean, there is no way anybody can find excitement in cooking barbecue, I don't think.
Well, they can find you in three locations.
Yeah,
the
that's
school,
it.
The house, or work.
Right, that's pretty much, you know.
I'm going to start talking about free airplane tickets. And see if it pops up on my phone. So I can go some more. And then it gets quiet.
Well, none of us probably fly, so.
We all got scared to talk. We don't know what Facebook's going to show us later.
If you catch me on an airplane, it's because somebody drugged me.
You'd enjoy it. You'd
enjoy
it.
Peaceful.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, you know, we're all inviting, you know, the CIA and the NSA into our homes with these, you know, Alexa and Google Homes and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, probably so.
Yeah. You know, that's the hot gifting item now, you know. Just go get you one of these so the government can listen in on you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that refrigerator is incredible.
Hey, there was a friend of mine that actually showed me that there's microphones in microwaves and refrigerators.
Really?
That there's actually microphones in circuit boards. So they can actually hear you. And on your TV, while you're watching TV, somebody could be watching you through your TV.
Oh, no.
Holy crap. I do in front of my TV.
I'll say.
I'm kidding. I don't do anything.
Well, I've got two beanbag chairs in front of my house. So.
Oh, my God.
And a mini fridge with some beer in it.
Look, I'm going to start putting a quilt over my TV. So
Well, you can't watch TV then.
I'll cut a little hole in it. I mean, I just can't imagine.
He used to go people.
Yeah. Can you imagine the CIA seeing me in my underwear watching Food Network? I mean, that would be insane.
Change it.
Go to his neighbor.
Dear God, get off that camera.
Oh, man. One of these days, you may see on your TV screen a message come on and say, put your clothes on, Daryl.
What are you doing?
I've got to change the subject. I can't stay here.
We're just talking about Facebook. That's all we're talking about. The evilness of Facebook.
Well, look. There was one of them dings.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a CIA now.
Somebody is watching TV now.
Actually, it's Barry Hall. Let's see what he says.
Oh. Uh-oh. Evidently, he's going to give us some information from the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And or he works with him.
We can do a commercial on the radio.
Sure, you can do a commercial. Sure, come on up. We'll do a Jesse Irwin motorcycle commercial. So, by the way, you still got the Batman on the front?
Oh, yeah.
The Batman logo?
Have you decided on the color?
I think I'm going to leave it white.
Leave it white.
Mm-hmm.
Leave what? The bike white?
Yeah.
All right.
I prefer it being neon yellow or orange.
Jesse, come on.
It did look cool. I did a Photoshop thing on it, and I showed several different colors, and one of those was yellow, and I liked how it looked.
Oh, I bet it was bad.
I just like it because everybody can see it, and nobody's going to run over him.
That's the same thing with the white. You know, the one that I personally liked best was black. But everything else is blacked out on it,
right.
And you know, I've already taken the reflectors off and all that stuff. So at night, you wouldn't be able to see me from the side.
Wow, yeah, that's not good.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, you need some of that reflective tape on it then.
People on their cell phones wouldn't even see if you had neon crawling down the side of your legs.
Exactly.
I mean, they'd still run you.
I would have it fluorescent and have flashing lights.
Yes.
Have a helmet with a little light.
Oh, wouldn't have a little siren light.
Propeller with LEDs.
She sees you on your cell phone while you're driving. I will blow the horn. She blows the horn.
I don't blame you.
Who does that?
Tina does.
Oh,
me.
Thank you. I started the horn campaign about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And beware, because you will blow the fuse on your horn.
Really?
Yes, I have blown the fuse on my horn about 5 times in the past 2 years.
Wow.
I keep replacements in my glove box.
The best one was a little girl texting. She was beside me, and I laid down on the horn, and it scared her, and she jumped and dropped her phone.
Oh, good.
I was like, good girl.
Yeah.
I've done that to somebody before, but I'd go a little bit different route. I was going up 31 one day, and there's a little girl texting and driving, couldn't be, you know, 17, 18 years old. I come up beside her, and she had her window down. I got to where my exhaust was right there by her window, geared down, and just laid into it, so it would scream right in her window. I've never seen that much terror in somebody's eyes.
Off the cell phone.
Yeah.
Well, look, everybody does it.
We use Voxer.
Yeah.
We're Voxers.
Voxer works half the time, though. I'll do my breaker 1-9 for like 18 times before it finally goes through.
But I'm switching gears, you know. I mean, I'm driving a stick, so he has to wait till I can get to where I can answer it. But it works so much better because then we don't have to.
Yep. Voxer is a cool app if nobody's ever used it before.
Yeah. I guess I'm just old. I don't even like to answer my phone when I'm driving. It always goes through my mind because I used to be an EMT and I've seen a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But it goes through my mind, how do people deal when they lose a loved one?
Oh, yeah.
Because someone was doing
exactly.
That.
Exactly right.
But it just freaks me out when my phone even rings and I'm in the car.
And then what if you were that person that was calling?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't even like answering the phone when I'm not driving.
I don't either. It's usually someone telling me I owe money.
Yeah.
Well, it's either that or what you do and... Well, I'm heading over to your house. Are you at home? Yeah, what are you coming over here for? To slap you?
All right, guys, we got like 1 minute to go. Thanks for all of you being on the Big D Radio Show tonight, Thursday night. Don't forget the Sheriff's Rodeo is going to be tomorrow and Saturday. So make sure you bring your kids out. It's going to be a great time. Get to watch these cowboys in Coleman and watch them perform and do some bull riding and just see the smiles on your kids' faces as they enjoy it. So,
is Matt Gentry going to get on a bull this
year? No, he's not. He's just going to go out there and shake hands and,
we covered that last night.
And hang out with all the folks.
Well, I've been trying to get him to get on a bull for like the last 2 years, but he just flat out refuses.
Well, I think he had a chat with his life insurance agent, and his life insurance agent's like, nah, don't need to be doing that anymore.
Well, I told him we wouldn't tell him if they wouldn't.
Yeah, look, check us out next Tuesday, Understanding the Law, Big D Danielle, and Marvelous Melvin Hastings, Coleman attorney. We're going to hang out and talk about the law. And then next Thursday, it'll be the Big D Radio Show. I have no idea who the guests are going to be until Thursday morning. So, look, a quick prayer for 5 seconds, and we're going to get out of here. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you, God, for being with us and being with everybody here tonight. Lord, we just love you, we praise you, and we thank you, and we give you the glory and honor that you deserve. Amen.
Amen.
We will see you again Tuesday night. And then always, God bless you. And most importantly, God bless America. We'll catch you next time.